Okay, so today is May 9th, 2012, and we're going to do lesson number 164. That means it's connected to 163, continuation of the headstand, okay? So this will actually be really good for you guys. But I think it's just food for thought to think about. There are certain times when you want to use your arms, but more not really your arms. You want to be using your core, you know, your skeleton in between the ribs, not so much the arms. So let's see if in today's lesson you can really engage that, if that gets clear for you, okay? So as you're lying there on your back, take a moment to notice how you are feeling with your shoulders, your spine, your pelvis. Maybe roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left so that you can observe the quality of rolling your head to each side. Good. Okay. So we're going to start by, let's bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And we're going to start by, we're going to modify here a little bit. So bring your knees just a little bit up so that you can just drop the feet back down. That's it. Make that banging sound. So let's do that a few times. Really get that feeling that the feet can land flat. Good. Good. Okay. Now, let's bring them all the way up into your chest and lift your pelvis like we did last week. So put your hands under your pelvis. Right? So you're going to let your legs again now drop down towards the floor. Can you let the feet bang the same way? But do not drop. Yes. Do not drop the pelvis. Do it again. Okay, so you really have to arch in the back and push the belly out. Big time. That's it, Becky. That's it. Excellent. That's it. See if you can almost like Julie's doing, throw. That's it. Throw them. Right? Throw them to the floor. Fabulous. Okay. And stop. And rest on your backs for a minute. I've got it cooling down now. See, it's very funny. People touch the numbers, but if you don't look over here on the side, if you don't hit cool, no matter what the numbers say, if it says heat, it makes it hotter. It has to be on the cool. Okay, go ahead and roll over and come onto your, excuse me, hands and knees, actually forearms and knees. So just roll over. Your head will be towards the back of the room. Place the forearms down and you kind of interlace the hands, make like a little, kind of like a little bowl with your hands so that your head can fit in between your hands and place your head down on the floor. There you go. Good. Knees are comfortable distance spread apart. That's it. Walk them in a little bit. Tuck those feet under for running. Okay, and all you're going to do now is you're going to start to roll yourself a little bit forward. So you're going to start to come more onto the top and back side of the head. And as you do this, your spine is going to lift up towards the ceiling. So I really want you to pull the belly in. That's it. And then as you go back, as if you were going to sit, you need to arch the whole spine. That's it. I forget your name again.
Janine.
Janine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, walk your knees in a little bit closer. Up, up, up. There you go. That's a better. There. So now as you roll forward, come forward, lift this all up. Yes. Pull that belly in. Lift, lift, lift everything and feel where you come to. Right? You're coming to the place that is eventually where you're going to work on your headstand. So notice that, right? Because you're literally, as you roll forward and you lift your spine, you're stacking it. Right? You're stacking your spine on top of the neck and your head. That's it, Rick. And now maybe walk your knees in a little bit more. So you want to be pretty close. That's it, pretty close, because now you're going to get a bigger, yes, a much bigger lift in your spine.
Does your head go onto your hands?
No, just move your hands a little bit away so that the head stays on the mat. You were doing it fine. Yeah. So feel more than anything how your upper back stacks over your neck. And in fact, if you were to continue to go, right, you would actually eventually roll over. You're doing a somersault. So maybe go a little bit further. Go ahead and roll onto your hands. Go a little further. Maybe walk your knees up a little bit more, right? As if you were going to do a somersault. Good. Really nice. Okay, and let's rest on your backs. Okay, so let's bend your knees, bring your knees into your chest, and then lift up your pelvis. And before we drop the legs, let's revisit what we did a few weeks ago. So once your pelvis is lifted, can you drop the knees down by your ears? And remember, Rick, try to touch the feet as well, right? Get those feet closer to the floor. That's it, Julie. So you really have to lift your pelvis up. So this is the inversion of where you just were, right? So you need to think pelvis is going to come over, right, the neck. That's it. Good. Now, Becky, can you let the feet touch? There. There. But can you keep the knees bent?
Right.
Hmm? It's because you're running. That's it. Way better, Rick. That's it, Julie. Okay, slowly come back to your place of being on your hands where it's safe to flip your legs over. And let's just see how that is. So go and do like the flying carp. That's it. And do it again. Make sure the feet land flat. No landing on the toes. That's right. The heel comes down too. And if you're missing that, go back to barely lifting the knees. Okay, so just go back to the standing position. There you go. That's it, Rick. There. Okay, now from there, Rick, just keep right from that place,
I
right?
I have an owie on my elbow that is...
That you just...
Sweating.
I know. Let me get you some Kleenex. Bless his heart.
It's okay. It's not bleeding. It's an older than the
Oh, I thought you said it was.
But it's the one from the last time we did this. I got it really... Last time it was bleeding, so I'm trying to avoid it this time.
Okay, so try just from there with your pelvis down now. Just lift your legs and drop them. Just... That's it. Do that a few times. Really feel, why do you need to protect your feet? See if you can get in touch with yourself, what you're holding about. Right? Can you just let them drop and bang and feel the whole foot bang. Right? It's not a big fall, is it? That's better. Okay, and rest. Notice your breathing. Your inhalation and then your exhalation. Okay, so let's roll over onto your hands and knees this time. So let's take some time to find out where to place your hands and to place your head in between. So this time, Rick, elbows up. So your elbows are up, and I'm just going to give you a big clue. Hands need to be wide, okay? That's it. And you really end up making like a triangular shape between your hands and your head. Okay? And the elbows aren't straight out to the side, and they're not close to your sides. They're somewhere at a 45-degree angle, right? So if the arms are too close in by your body, you can't make a shelf for the feet, the elbows. So bring the elbows, Julie, a little wider. Yeah, there. And I'll walk the hands up a little bit more. There, a little bit more, and a little wider with those elbows. There. Okay. So from there, tuck the toes under.
Below the head or above the head?
No, your hands are a little bit below the head. But wide is important. Okay? And now, you want to tuck those toes under so you can start to lift the knees. So where's your pelvis going to go? Straight up to the ceiling. And you're going to bring that pelvis over your head. So go back down, Julie. From the get-go, your legs are too far away. Can you feel that? So walk. Your knees should be so close to your palms before they ever pop up. Come back down.
Sorry.
Yep, that's okay. Just take your time. Okay, now that's when you pop up. Look at the difference now. Now keep walking your legs up even more. Keep, yes, now pop up and now walk your toes up. Keep going. Get this right over you without this sticking out. There you go. There. Better. Now, do you need to reposition your hands? Make sure your hands are good. Okay. Now, create shelves so that you can start to bring right knee to right elbow. Take it away. Left knee to left elbow. If you can bring them both up, great. And that's as far as I want you to go. Don't move beyond that right now. Okay, you can just hover there. That's it, Julie.
Straight from the back.
Your back is straight.
Is it now?
That's what you want to think. It's better. It's way better. That's it, Becky. Okay, now make sure those hands and wrists are pressing into the floor as much as your head. If not, you come back down and you reposition yourself. So you're not allowed to lift your legs up until you're absolutely certain you're using your hands as much as your head, if not more. Bless you.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Getting upside down.
This is a lot of work.
Yeah, but you wanted to get rid of the shoulder tension. This is a lot of work. That's it, Julie. Now get the other knee. Excellent.
No, I like
now once you get the knees up, if you feel safe, take one leg up and bring it back down. Okay? You need to learn safety first. If you just shoot up and then you flip over, and maybe it'll make a little sense to you because Ann did that this morning. What happens if both legs go up and you flip over? You end up in that position. That's why we did the flip over first. That's why we do the flip over first. We do all the safety ways that you can come out.
That was the purpose of that exercise.
That is the purpose, because if you're going to flip over,
last week I was going over.
Where are you going to go?
I have a lot more balance this week than I did last week. Last week I was like, rrr.
Good.
It scared me.
Good. That's it, Rick. Perfect. Oh, I see. It's probably from your pants rubbing your elbows, maybe.
No, it's from when I had them on the towel.
Oh, okay. There you go. Now, can you take one up at a time? Get strong in those arms. Take one leg up. Take both legs if you need to. You're doing fabulous. That's it. That's it, Becky.
Definitely feel it here. But that's probably a good thing.
It takes a lot of upper body strength, and this is where most of us are very weak. And then, by all of your response from the workshop,
we obviously
this was a lot better though after working out last week.
Now you're going to go straight up. Can you lift the legs up?
No.
Okay. So this.
Yeah. Still not better.
Okay. So this is
I
the.
Got one leg.
This is the other way we can do it. This is what I did with Anne this morning, is we can move against the wall.
Okay.
So let's turn our mats and let's come to the wall, because that's going to give you some safety features. Okay?
Are we going to go to two legs up?
Yes, you are. Until you can get this safe. Okay, so Beck, let's move you over. Why? Yes?
Why is it such a big deal to go from knees and elbows to a leg in the air? Is there more weight over?
Yes. So go ahead. Let's get started, and then we're going to come back to something. We're going to go to something else that'll help it, but I want you guys to play with this a little bit more.
Okay.
There you go. Find a spot on the wall. Okay, now you don't want too close, so Rick, a little bit away. There you go. And get your hands down. So don't think anything else is different, but what the wall is going to provide for you is that when you do get up, your feet can lean against the wall for some balance.
Right.
And then that can help me help you so that you know exactly what a straight back is. And I also don't want you flipping over on this wood floor, so this way there's only one way down. There you go. I think, Rick, you might be too close, but that's okay. Yeah.
Okay, you're
doing great, Rick, but I still think you're too close. But perfect!
Sharon, does this look good?
Yes. Now can you push up in your hands a little bit? That's it.
Ugh.
Get strong in that upper body. Get off the head for a minute. There! Feel how strong you are. Good. Now, can you lower one leg at a time? Yes. Okay, and take a break. Okay, Jules, let's see.
So should head go right?
No, it needs to be a little bit away. I think about 5 to 6 inches away is where I would put my head.
Okay, I'm just sorry I did that
once. Girlfriend, get to it again. That's it, Julie.
That's never going to happen again.
No, I'm serious.
See if you can widen your elbows. Widen your elbows. That's it. Widen the elbows. So this means you got to spread your knees apart to start with. That's it, Rick. Okay, just stay up. You're so cute upside down.
What kind of tricks should I do out here?
Okay, I want you to feel the power in your upper back. I want you to try to get a little weight off your head and really push your hands.
That's what I thought you guys were talking about your neck. Because you were on your head so much last Wednesday. Yeah. I did feel a little bit that evening.
Right.
It was so much easier.
And
to
I knew
the
I was
wall.
Not supporting my neck.
Okay.
Because you weren't, there was no fear of having to flip over.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Back down. You can do it.
That's
it, Julie. Now create a good base. Some of you keep your... That's it. Now get the legs up. Both legs. And see how far forward it is? So kick it into the wall. Find your center. That's it. Use those hands. See, and I just still think that you're a little close. So... No, your hands are close.
Hands are too close?
I think. But I'm going to show you what I do. See, look at Becky for her size. That's what I do too. See how her elbows are flared out? Good. Now take some of the pressure off your neck. Push
I'm
into
trying,
those hands.
I'm trying.
There you go. There. Push those shoulders up. Yeah. Ah! That's what I want to see. That was nice. Did you see that, Julie?
Yeah.
Do that again. Right? How do you think these gymnasts do this?
Yeah.
Right? They're not really on their heads. That's it. And then you come down. Excellent. Let's see, Rick, and then I'll show you guys with me, and then we'll go to the next part that should make it easier. Beautiful, Rick. But now I want you to push into those hands. Get up in your shoulders some more. There you go.
Like, retract them back, right? Like, push them, like...
Okay, so let me come over. Let me come over here to your spot.
Right.
Oh, let's see. Let's wait for Julie.
Come on, Julie, push. Come on.
You can do it.
Go, Julie.
There. Feel where you're at.
Go
That's
to the back.
It.
Go to the back.
See, she doesn't even need it.
She doesn't need it. Yeah, she
Now
doesn't.
Push into your arms more. Yes. Okay, so some of you are doing this, and this it doesn't make sense to me because it's so unstable, right? So if you put your head down and your hands are here, look how close they are, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean... This mat's weird because I'm off the mat. I put my arms really far. And look at where my elbows are,
yeah.
Right? Look at how far my knees are spread apart, right?
So mine should be even
So here's,
like that, huh?
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't really need a wall. And then when you come down, you go wide.
Just like when you up.
Oh, okay.
See?
Okay.
But see how my butt, watch this part. Can you guys all see this?
Yeah.
You go from here, and watch what I do with my butt and my spine. Even with my knees bent.
You straighten.
I straighten.
Well, it's arching means you're doing that a little bit.
Arch means straight.
Oh. Okay, all right.
Arch means straight. This is not straight. This.
Okay.
Okay, did that help?
Was I getting that at all?
Yeah, does that help?
Yeah.
Okay, go to your stomachs now. Let's pull your mats just a little away from the wall so you can lie on your bellies. Just stay where you're at, though. It's kind of fun having you all in different locations today. Okay, so you're going to lie with your legs long, and this is going to help the feeling in your spine. We're going to start with the right leg, okay? So you're going to do a movement with your right leg of lift just the whole right leg from the hip. You're not allowed to roll that pelvis. We've done this kind of movement before. You keep both hips down and then lower it back down. So you lift the right leg, you pause and hold it, and then lower. But don't let those hips move. Good. So feel what this does in your back. Right? That's the same thing as when your legs are above you. Uh-huh. Okay, now try it with the left leg. So it's not super high lift, right? You're only lifting maybe 6-8 inches away from the floor. Your leg is straight and you feel how it connects to the entire spine, all the way up to your head. That's what I want you to feel. Good, now see if you can alternate. Do once the right leg, once the left leg. Keep the knees straight. So not such a high lift, Rick. Go smaller. Just keep those knees straight.
You should feel this bone like down.
Yes, you want those hip bones. So even if you lift 4 inches, it's not the height. It's the whole point of this is to activate your spine to understand what straight is. That's it. Okay, pause for a minute. Just rest on your stomachs. Okay, so now this time, this one's trickier. You're gonna bend your knees out to the side and bring the soles of your feet together really wide. So try to, that's it. Okay, and from here, so listen to the instructions. You keep the soles of your feet together. You're gonna lift both knees.
Oh God.
So this'll indicate how weak you are if in those hamstrings and glutes. So lift both knees.
Head is doing what?
Head rest.
Like this?
Yes.
Or forehead?
Yep, put your forehead down. Lift those knees. Lift. That's it, Becky. So it takes a tremendous amount of organization.
I really feel it in here though.
Yep. Those are your glutes. That's it. That's it. I want you to feel what it does in your back, how it connects all the way up to your neck, right? It engages the whole thoracic spine. It's not an easy movement. Okay, rest from that. Rest again on your belly. Okay, legs long. Let's try doing, lifting the right leg for a moment. Pause, then the left. Remember, it's not about how high. I want that knee straight, completely a straight leg like a stick. And I'm all about you feeling what happens in your back all the way up to your neck. The lifting of the leg creates extension. That's straight.
Foot pointed or flexed?
Pointed. Good. Now let's try lifting both legs. So again, the hip bones are going to press into the floor and you get from the thigh to the foot off. Knees straight. And you should feel this all in your back. But not just your lower back. Feel it all the way up in between your shoulder blades. Okay. And roll over onto your back and let's rest on your back. So that's going to help. But you know, part of doing all this is not only functionality, you know, the function of being able to stand on your head, but there's so many other great things about standing on your head, being inverted. It is a really good thing for you. One of the greatest things that happens when you're inverted is you really can't be upset about anything. It's impossible. I've tried it numerous times. Like if something's really upsetting me, I go and stand up, do a headstand or a handstand.
It's supposed to be anti-aging.
So you just can't be upset anymore. And you can't even think about it because you're so caught up into thinking of how you're organizing yourself up the wall. So it's a great way of shifting one's state of mind. And then Moshe did it also for blood pressure issues. There's a lot of different reasons why it's useful. And then if you do go to yoga classes and they offer it, I'm hoping you're going to feel a lot more capable and safe to be able to do it. So for all those reasons. And then this organization in your skeletal system to know what is extension and straight while you're inverted. Okay, so let's go back to now while you're on your back, bending your knees, bringing your knees up into your chest, and then lifting the pelvis and flipping the legs over. Okay? And so that part of this, why we started with this, right, is this, if you were to flip over, this is how you would end up landing. So you need to know how to land before you can take off. Right? And this is eventually going to take you into where we're headed, some back bend stuff, big arching stuff. This will feel like a piece of cake by fall. Good. Now, the next time you flip over, keep your feet there, keep your pelvis high. Right? And now I want you to walk your hands towards your feet and your feet up towards your hands. So I want your hands to wrap around your heels. So that's right, Rick, you gotta lift that belly and pelvis high, high, high. And I want the heels down. So the only way to keep the heels down is you gotta lift the belly, that's it, Julie, even higher, your thoracic spine, better. That high, that's it. Find that, because that's what you need to be able to do.
So be able to touch right here.
Yep, that's gonna be for the next couple weeks. Excellent. Okay, rest again, where we're headed. Okay, let's roll over. Come on to, actually, let's do it this way. Go ahead and roll over, but make sure your head's away from the wall, okay? Because we're going to go back to the earlier movement. So we're going to go back to the first movement you did today, where your hands are at the top of your head. And this time, they don't really have to be interlaced. Maybe put them a little bit more to the side. So, no, you guys, flip around so your head's facing me. Yeah, you'll see why. There you go. Just change your, Janine, that's it. Okay, so put your head down, the hands to the side of your head, that's it. And your ponytail might get in the way, Julie, and you might want to just scoot yourself back on your mat. So Rick, your forearms are down, that's it. And you can have your hands closer in. And you're going to walk those knees in. And remember, we just rolled along the top of the head, and you lift that back up, and you pull the belly in. Right? Because, nope, no knees go up. The knees just walk in. The knees don't really lift the floor. So keep on going. Keep on going. Can you go further over your head? Can you go further? Walk those knees. That's it. Like, what if you were to roll over? So this is a different way of rolling. Try it again. You did excellent. So you just walk. Your knees have got to be literally almost touching your nose. There you go, Julie. Yay. That's it, Rick. So you want the knees literally touching your nose, and you keep rolling over the head, rolling over the head. There. Look at how nice you do that.
Like in kindergarten with the tumbling glass.
You might be getting, I get those pinches, Rick. I get them really bad in my ribs. Well, yeah.
Since kindergarten, I haven't done it.
I've done that.
Yay! Fabulous!
What happened? Since kindergarten.
Okay, so remember, you walk your knees up. They stay on the ground. And you keep pushing over, and your chin keeps pulling and pull. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, see if you can try it one more time.
Okay.
You okay with your ribs?
Yeah, I just had actually a muscle cramp.
Yeah, that's what I get. I get like these intense, it almost feels like one of my ribs pulls underneath.
You know, particularly if you do stomachs the night before, which I did, and I come in and do these classes, I get cramps.
Is that from the altitude?
No.
Working.
Just working the abs. That's it, Julie. Now keep, yes.
I did it.
You guys did great. Now go ahead and that's it.
I feel a teeny bit dizzy. Like, I feel a teeny bit dizzy.
It's okay. So I want you guys to take a rest. It is dizzy.
Yeah.
It is dizzy
when
to do.
When it comes up, you're kind of like, well, where am I?
You know, because, you know, one of the reasons why is you just haven't done this for, what, 40 years? 30 years? Right? So we're not used to turning ourselves inverted upside down. And it's a very quick movement.
And rolling.
Well, that's what I mean. You're inverted very quickly.
Yeah.
And when we're little, I mean, this is something to really appreciate with all the incredible skiers here. These guys that do aerials and stuff, right?
Yeah.
All those tricks. They have to be so free in their head to be turning upside down like this in space.
Oh, yeah.
Right? But part of the dizziness is, on a subconscious level, we hold on to upright is a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't let go of the, this is upright, and that's what those guys have to do. This can be upright. Right?
Yeah.
Wherever their eyes go becomes upright.
Right.
You never get dizzy. But the dizziness is because there's fear and we get fixated. And so all of a sudden when we start spinning, right?
Yeah.
And then it can be related to accidents and injuries and all kinds of things. But hopefully that makes a little sense. So now you have a greater appreciation when you see them in the air doing these tricks, right? And their body and heads are going in all different directions. It's a big internal letting go. So you gotta let wherever your eyes are be the source of equilibrium. Okay, now let's come back onto all fours, and why don't you face the wall? Let's go back to the headstand. Yeah, because I think this is going to feel way easier now that you did the somersault.
So I'm thinking my hands needed to be off a little like yours were.
You were doing a pretty good job. So trust, you were doing a pretty good job. It's my little sweetheart Julie over here. I was worried about having her hands a little too close in. And then have those elbows flared out, right? Maybe not quite that far. Yeah, there you go. Something like that, I think, Julie. And then make sure those elbows, right? Oh, look at you guys. Right, this has become a breeze.
Woo!
That's it, and then see if you can come, beautiful Rick. Now, once you're there, start to go up again. Keep your knees wide, but feel what you're doing in your back. The arching,
right.
That is the key thing. Okay, because then we're gonna get, that's where we're gonna get into being able to flip over. So now, Julie, try to bend your knees wide. You're doing great. Now try to bend your knees wide, yes. And from there, so start to bring your knees down and then stop it and reverse it so you feel how the butt shoots back. Now lift the knees again and feel the arch. Yes. That little piece. Do you feel that? Excellent.
You're trying to make us young again.
There's no trying. You are young again. See, and what's so cool, look at how happy it makes you. When you're successful with something like this, it feels so awesome.
Cartwheels,
are we heading?
495.
Do you want to do a cartwheel?
I loved cartwheels, but I can't imagine doing.
Oh, great.
I think I could do a handstand.
Well, see, this is what I'd like. You guys are asking for things. It keeps my juices going. Okay, we'll do first a handstand. I bet you guys can do a handstand today.
No.
Sure you can. Beck, put your hands down. You just don't get to put your head down.
With the kick up.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
Right? And you got the wall right there. So this is why your hands have to be wide, because that's where, that's it. And now just kick up. Think of kicking up. Nope.
Go.
There you go. I'll help you a little bit. There you go. No, keep going. Trust. And guess what you got to do? You got to drop your head, even though it doesn't touch, and lift your butt. That's it. You got to lift up here. Which leg are you going to kick? This one? Okay, ready? Up. Up. There.
Oh.
Perfect. It's okay. There's the wall. Now get strong. Now try a push up. Bend the elbows a little bit and then push back up. You can do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yay.
Right? Because just think, that's what all the gymnasts do. That's it, Rick. That's the start.
Now it's my wrist that...
takes a lot of work in the wrists.
I got to keep stretching these wrists.
This is stretching them.
This is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, look at.
Are you okay? You just taking a break?
Yeah. That one where we had to support on our back, I couldn't do it because I felt like my wrist needed to go.
There you go, Rick. And you can also start from standing. Right? A handstand?
Yeah.
Right?
I saw you do that the last time.
Yeah.
Okay, rest on. If you're going to rest, rest on your back, not on sitting.
I'm just
going to
rest.
Not unless they're superhuman strength. Come on, Ricky.
You're doing great, except I want you to bend your knees out to the side when you come down. So bend your knees out to the side so that you can feel that's it. Okay, everybody rest. Rest? Yes, both of you. But go ahead and take a rest.
I think my sinus is clear.
Yeah, this clears the sinuses too. That's another thing. So maybe while you're resting there, here's a little thought. I mean, again, back to this last week's workshop is, and your arms, right? So are you feeling that really you're not using so much your arm in this, right? It comes from your spine and in between your shoulder blades, your trunk. That's the power center, right? And so I'm hoping you're getting a sense of that for yourself. So that as you continue, like when you leave here today and do things, like when you go to lift up something or carry something, that you think of it from your trunk and from this upper thoracic spine, not from using your hands. That's why your wrists, you know, the wrists are too tiny to do all that support, right? The wrists and the arms are tiny compared to your trunk. So I'm grateful that you informed me about the weekend. I didn't expect that. If anything, I thought maybe your hips would be a little sore, but not your shoulders and your neck. Okay, let's... let's try it one more time. Okay? Rolling over, coming onto your hands, your head, and taking your feet up the wall, and then bringing your legs, your knees wide out so you get that feeling. Especially for you, Julie, I want you to get that feeling that you can arch. And this is the other, huh?
I feel really good about doing this.
Great. This is also really good for your lower back because it takes away from the compression there. Okay, it's a way to really heal that old injury, you know? You have that look on your face today. That's it, Beck. That's it, Rick. Good. And now just come down a little bit and reverse it. Feel what you have to do. Now push in those hands more. That's it, Rick. And now go up all the way. And then you can keep them up there. Yeah, so now you can pull out here and see if you can do it. You can. That's it, Julie. Now can you bend your knees wide and then come down, and that's it. Feel the pelvis stable. That's what I want you to feel right there. That in itself is really good for you.
That's so funny because last week I was so scared to do it, and I'm not scared at all now.
That's so great.
I'm not scared against the wall.
I was yesterday or last week.
Beautiful, Julie.
I was terrified I was going to fall over and hurt myself.
Yep. So when you change this fear, this will change so many other fears that are holding on in your body. Beautiful.
I didn't touch the wall once.
And it was so controlled, Julie.
So the eyes.
Fabulous. Who needs eyes? They're overrated.
Well, I can see my feet in the mirror. That's the problem.
See, and you guys are now starting to act more how I want you to act, which is two things. Like a child, you're curious, and you're excited. Those things are fantastic, right? You're curious, you're excited, you're feeling good about yourself, you feel capable. That's really some of the bigger goodies about this work.
I mean, think of how many years I've been in a yoga class where they say, do a headstand, and I'm like, oh, no. And in one day...
It was rickety last week,
because
too.
Because you know how to...
We were all kind of like going...
That's why he starts with the fall.
You know how to fall.
You have to know how to fall. He always starts with being safe. Okay, guys, good. Rest. Yeah, take a nice rest. Feel extremely accomplished about yourself.
Yeah, so now we can do it in yoga.
You can show off in yoga.
Yeah.
You can say, we learned all this.
Same thing. I'm like, why would I take this yoga class? I'm going to kill myself here. That's why I don't go to the advanced ones.
Yeah, of course they can. It's just that most of them in yoga don't know really quite all these little steps to really... I mean, I think the important thing is to get there and be and get there in a pleasurable way and feeling successful for yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Right? You don't want to get into a headstand and you're scared to death and that you're going to hurt yourself. You all feel safe right now. Yeah. And that is so important. And then realize when you're growing up as a child, you never do anything that's not safe. You will only do what feels safe to you. You will only go as far across on the monkey bars as you know is safe. A child will never take on more than what they know internally is safe. So they always feel safe. And that's how we develop. So this is a huge mark. This is a very big developmental mark today that you should feel really, really accomplished with yourself. And again, it's going to be interesting how much.
My neck hurts.
No.
How? My shoulders feel like they're reorganizing themselves.
Great. Yeah, your neck and shoulders should completely have let go from whatever you brought in from the weekend.
Last Wednesday, I felt like I wasn't holding myself up with my hands as well, because when I laid flat like this, my neck was throbbing. It
so you. Right, because you're using all your neck instead
of
using your...
my arms. And
yep.
Today I could use my arms more for some reason. I don't know why that is.
Good, so just really, you know, take all this in. I just want to stress, I mean, there are a lot of people that, A, have never done a headstand in their whole life.
Me.
So this is huge, let alone doing it later in our lives like this. And you guys did somersaults, and you've done backward somersaults. So cartwheels are coming up. We're gonna move into that because Julie, we'll get handstands and cartwheels, and we'll get all that fun, that good stuff going. I mean, it's really great to live in your body where fear isn't a huge factor. So go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right and see how that feels. And I really loved what you said, Becky, is that you're already feeling like you're getting reorganized up there. So just really pay attention to this week. How do you use your arms? I think maybe because I'm pretty small, Becky, you're the same way, but I've just never relied on my arms. I've always relied on my trunk and my legs, but more my pelvis and my trunk. Okay, so pick a side to roll to come up to sitting, and then bring yourselves up to standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.